الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فعن المعرور رحمه الله تعالى قال لقيت أبا ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه بالربذة وعليه حلة وعلى غلامه حلة فسألته عن ذلك فقال إني سببت رجلا فعيرته بأمه فقال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أبا ذر أعيرته بأمه إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية إخوانكم خولكم جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم فمن كان أخوه تحت يده فليطعمه مما يأكل وليلبسه مما يلبس ولا تكلفوهم ما يغلبهم فإن كلفتموهم فأعينوهم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. معرور بن سويد الأسدي الكوفي رحمه الله تعالى التابعي سيد I met Abu Dhar Ghifari رضي الله تعالى عنه in Rabadha. وعليه حلة وعلى غلامه حلة. Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was wearing a suit and his slave was also wearing a suit. فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ So I asked Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu regarding this. That why is it that both of you are wearing clothes of the same quality when you are the master and he is the slave? And we understand from other narrations that Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was covering his top part of the body with an expensive shawl, with a sheet which was made from expensive cloth. And he was covering his bottom part of the body. The izar or the lungi that he was wearing, it was made of a cloth of a lower quality. The sheet covering the top part was new, and the sheet covering the bottom part of his body was old. And Ma'arur rahimahullahu ta'ala says that his slave was wearing the same type of clothing.
the sheet covering his bottom part of the body was of a lower quality, and the sheet covering his top part of the body was of a higher quality. So they were both covering their top parts of their bodies with the same type of cloth. And likewise, their bottom part of the body. So Marur ibn Suwaid rahimahullahu ta'ala said, wouldn't it have been better if you had taken his sheet that is covering his top part of the body, and if you had given that sheet which is covering your bottom part of the body, so you would have had a suit consisting of high quality cloth, and he would have also had a suit but of a lower category. So Marur ibn Suwaid says, I asked him, why am I seeing both of you like this? Why are you both equal in your clothing? So Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, the reason is an incident that took place in the time of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he narrated that incident. He said, Inni sababtu rajulan. I had an argument with a person. And that person was Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I had an argument with Bilal radiyallahu anhu. He said something, I said something, he said something, I said something. And when the argument gets heated up, then sometimes we insult our opponent. He feels insulted. We also feel insulted. And sometimes we are able to remain within Shari boundaries, but majority of the time, nafs and shaitan overpower us and we cross the boundary and we insult people, we abuse people. So Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that I had an argument with a person and I insulted him. I crossed the boundary. And I said to him, Yabna Sauda, O the son of the black woman. So I attributed him towards his color. And I said that you are a Negro, you are a black man, your mother is black. So I insulted him, فَعَيَّرْتُهُ بِأُمِّهِ, and I made him feel disgraced. I made him feel humiliated. I made him feel ashamed by attributing him towards his mother, the black color of his mother. He said, when this happened, this person went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal radiyallahu anhu went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent someone to look for Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. He was summoned. And when Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu presented himself in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashatamta Bilalan bisawadi ummihi. Did you insult Bilal? Did you abuse Bilal by attributing him to the black color of his mother? أَأَيَّرْتَهُ بِأُمِّهِ. Did you make Bilal feel humiliated? Did you make Bilal feel disgraced? Did you taunt him by attributing him to the color of his mother? So Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said yes. He said yes. Bilal is saying the truth. It happened. And according to Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullahu ta'ala, the commentator of Bukhari Sharif, a great muhaddith, at this moment in time, Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was not aware that to do this was impermissible. So it's like when two people argue and they raise their voices against each other. It's not something nice when people raise their voices against each other. But it's not haram. So Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu must have been under the impression that to say this to Bilal, that you are the son of the black woman, is not impermissible, because he was not aware. He did not have this knowledge. So when he accepted his mistake, or when he accepted the facts that were related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Bilal radiyallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed out to him that you have made a very big mistake. إِنَّكَ إِمْرُؤٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. You are a person in whom there is a characteristic from the characteristics of jahiliyyah. These are the characteristics of jahiliyyah: to swear at somebody, to insult somebody, to humiliate somebody, to look down upon somebody because of a mistake he made 10 years ago. Because of a mistake he made 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago, he was imprisoned for that mistake. But since then, he has become a very pious person. For 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, he has lived a life of piety. He is always in the service of his creator or in the service of the creation of Allah. He is kind to people. He is helpful. He is charitable. He is a philanthropist. But despite that, we look down upon this person and we say, you are a thief. Why? Because he stole somebody's money 10 years ago. But he has since repented, and repented very sincerely. And he has a track record of 10 years that he has repented sincerely. Quran says, لا تنابزوا بالألقاب. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكون خيرا منهن. ولا تلمزوا انفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالالقاب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a group of people or a person should not make fun of another person or another group of people. When do we make fun of people? When we look down upon them. When we feel and when we believe that this person is inferior to me, that is when we make fun of that person. When do we make fun of a group of people? When we believe that this group is inferior. The group could be in any form. Group of students studying in a madrasa. Or a group of students who are studying in a university or college. A group of Bangladeshis, a group of Pakistanis, a group of Indians, a group of non-Arabs, a group of Arabs. Because we believe that I am so and so, and he belongs to that group who are so and so. So he is inferior to me and I am superior. That is when we make fun of people. So the Quran says that a group of people should not make fun of another group. Why? Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. It is possible that this group that you are making fun of is better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not taunt each other. Do not taunt each other. When do we taunt people? When we believe, when we feel that he is inferior to me. When we look down upon somebody. If we believe somebody to be superior to us, we will not taunt him. If we believe somebody to be superior to us, we will not make fun of him. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Do not give names to people. Degrading names. Do not give degrading titles to people. When do we give degrading titles to people? When we believe, when we feel that he is inferior and I am superior. إِنَّكَ إِمْرُؤٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. You are a people in whom there is a characteristic from the characteristics of Jahiliyyah, the period of ignorance, the period before the advent of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this particular characteristic is to look down upon people assuming, believing that he is inferior to me because of this, because of color. Because he is black and I am brown or I am white, so he is inferior and we look down upon him. Or because he is white and I am brown and I am black, so I am superior, he is inferior. Or because he is a Pakistani and I am Indian, he is a Bangladeshi, I am a Pakistani, he is a Syrian, I am Palestinian. He is African, I am British. To look down upon people. And to believe and assume that they are of a lower status than me or my people. I am superior, he is inferior. I am superior, he is inferior. This is a characteristic from the characteristics of Jahiliyyah. Kibr, takabbur, pride, arrogance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. And he said that, innaka imroon fika, you have a problem, Abu Zar. You have a spiritual illness. You have something in your heart which is detrimental for your deen. You have something in your heart which is detrimental for your akhirat. You have a spiritual illness, O Abu Zar. So Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala sa'ati hadihi min kibari sin. You are saying that I have in me a characteristic from the characteristics of Jahiliyyah. I have kibra in me. I have pride in me. I have arrogance in me. At this moment of time, in my old age, at this moment in time, in this old age of mine, you are saying that I have kibra in me, I have arrogance in me. I am not refuting what you are saying, I believe. But I am surprised. I am shocked that I have accepted Islam a long time ago and I have been living a life of piety, and today I come to realize that I have this illness within me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Zar, until this incident transpired, even I didn't know you were suffering from this spiritual illness. Ma hasibtu annahu baqiya fi sadrika shay'un min al-jahiliyyati. O Abu Zar, even I did not think that there exists in your heart something from the period of Jahiliyyah. Even I didn't know. From this, my friends, we understand that the spiritual illnesses remain hidden within our hearts without we even realizing that we are sick with that particular illness. Heart is the center of akhlaq. And akhlaq are divided into two categories. Akhlaq-e-radila, the evil traits. And akhlaq-e-hamida, the good traits. The center of akhlaq are not the hands. The center of akhlaq are not the eyes. The center of akhlaq are not the tongues. The center of akhlaq are not the ears. The center of akhlaq is not the head. The center of akhlaq is the heart. If a person has an evil trait, or he has more than one evil trait, then these evil traits are in the heart. And if a person has a good trait, or a few good traits, or all good traits, then these good traits are in the heart. And a person can only realize whether he has evil trait in his heart or good trait in his heart when something transpires, when he says something. So when a person says something, from that you can try to understand what is in his heart. For example, generosity. Generosity is a good trait. And miserliness is its opposite, evil trait. Now this generosity, the good trait, the center of generosity is the heart. So whether I am generous or not, you will not be able to understand, because it is in my heart. You cannot see my generosity. And you cannot see my bukhla either. You cannot see my miserliness, because it's in my heart. We can only come to realize whether a person has the good trait of generosity or evil trait of miserliness when we see him perform, when we see him spending when the need arises to spend, or when we see him abstaining from spending when the need arises to spend and he also has the means, then we will be able to come to this conclusion that he is a very generous person. Or we will come to this conclusion that, oh, he is a very stingy person. And it is not easy to come to this conclusion by just looking at somebody. One needs to be an expert. Because it's not necessary that the actions of a person that you see reflect what is in his heart. It's not necessary. For example, I am very generous. I'm very, very generous. And any opportunity that arises, I want to give. I want to donate. I want to spend. But I can't because I don't have the money. I don't have the money. And because I am a person of dignity, I am a person of honor, I do not want to disclose my financial condition to anybody because I do not want to beg. I do not want to make people feel that I am begging. So I remain silent. I remain quiet. So appeals after appeals are being made, there is a lot of generosity in my heart. I want to spend. But because I don't have the money, people don't see me spending. So they will come to this conclusion that he is a miser person. He is a stingy person. But I am not a stingy person. I am not miser. And take another example that I am a miser person. I am bakhil. I am very stingy. And I will not want to give a dime away. And when I do spend, I find it very, very difficult. But people see me spend. Whenever an appeal is being made, I spend here, I spend there, I spend in thousands. Inside, I am miser, but I am spending. Inside, I am miser, but I am spending. Why am I spending? Not because I am generous. Because I'm buying something. Because I love fame. And I love fame more than money. So for fame I am spending money, not because I am generous. This is a very, very delicate topic. The center of akhlaq is the heart. The center of akhlaq is the heart. Humbleness is in the heart. And arrogance and pride is also in the heart. So by looking at a person, we cannot conclude that this person is arrogant or this person is humble. No, we cannot conclude. We will only be able to conclude if we see him do something which is a sign of pride. Or which is a sign of humbleness. Then we will assume and we will conclude and we will say he is a very arrogant person. This is what he did. Or we will say he is a very humble person. This is how he behaved. But it does not necessarily mean that what we are seeing outwardly is what is in his heart. No, it's not necessary. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very humble. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, very humble. Umar radiyallahu anhu, very humble. But we find certain incidents in their lives where they become very angry. And you see a very, very angry behavior. Which is a sign of pride, anger, getting angry on somebody, scolding somebody, telling somebody off. Angry behavior. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was arrogant or he was proud. No, it was his responsibility to train those people who were around him. He was responsible to train them. And in order to train students, in order to train your children, sometimes you have to pretend to be arrogant and proud. You have to show anger. You have to pretend. So inside, he is 100% humble, but outwardly you see signs of anger, signs of pride, signs of arrogance. What I am trying to say, my friends, is that what a person possesses in his heart, even he is unaware majority of the times. Like Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu said, that Ala sa'ati hadi, at this moment of my life, in my old age, I still have pride in me. He didn't know. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was his shaykh, who was his muallim, who was his ustad, who was his teacher, Nabi Sayyidul Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody, not even the malaika, can surpass him in spirituality. Despite that, he says, ma hasibtu annahu baqiya fi sadrika shay'un min kibril jahiliyyah. I didn't know, Abu Zar, even I didn't know that you had kibra in your heart. Even I didn't know. And my friends, our success in the hereafter depends on what is in our hearts. If we possess good traits, then we will see the signs of good traits in our lives in the form of good amal. And if we have evil traits, then we will see the signs of evil traits in our lives in the form of evil deeds, evil amal. Because there was kibra in the heart of Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, what transpired? An evil amal, a bad deed. He said, Ibn Sauda, if this evil trait was not in his heart, he would never have said Ibn Sauda. So the amal that we carry out depends on what is in our hearts. If there is generosity in the heart, we will be generous. And if there is stinginess in our hearts, we will be stingy. If there is pride in the heart, we will behave with people with arrogance and pride. And if there is humbleness in the heart, then we will behave with people with humbleness. It is for this reason, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ala wa inna fil jasad lamudghatan. Listen very carefully. There is a piece of meat in the body. Idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kulluhu. When that piece of meat becomes pious, becomes good, when that piece of meat becomes good, that means when that piece of meat is adorned with the good traits and good akhlaq, saluhal jasadu kulluhu, then the whole body becomes good. That means the amal that this person will carry out will be only good. And vaidha fasadat, when that piece of meat becomes filthy, when that piece of meat becomes corrupt, corrupt and filthy with evil traits, akhlaqi razila, then fasad al jasadu kulluhu, then the whole body will become corrupt. Now the amal that this person will carry out will be bad amal. And what is this piece of meat? Ala wahi al qalb. This piece of meat is the heart. So either this heart is fasid, corrupt, or saleh, good and pious. If the heart is saleh, good and pious, then the amal a person carries out will be good. And good amal takes a person in Jannat. And if the heart is fasid and corrupt, then the amal that a person carries out will be corrupt. And corrupt amal, evil deeds, bad amal will take a person in the fire of Jahannam. So what is important is to make sure that the heart becomes saleh. And to purify the heart from corruption and fasad, and to adorn it with salah and goodness, this process is called tazkiyah. And when tazkiyah is accomplished, a person will not be able to do evil, he will always do good. So he will become successful in this world and also in the hereafter. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has become successful who has purified his heart. And for one to accomplish this task of tazkiyah, one needs a teacher. One needs a teacher. If a person wishes to learn Arabic, he will have to find somebody who teaches Arabic. If a person wishes to excel in fiqh, he will have to find somebody who teaches fiqh, who is an expert in fiqh. If a person wishes to learn mathematics, he will have to find somebody who is expert in mathematics. So this is a science of its own. Exclusive science, the science of tazkiyah. When people affiliate themselves and they with a sheikh and they choose somebody as their sheikh for tazkiyah, they become student of tazkiyah and they choose somebody as sheikh of tazkiyah, and in his guidance, in his guidance, they take steps towards purifying the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps them. So here Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not know that he had an evil trait in his heart. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know. When this incident transpired, that became a sign, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have kibr in your heart. When Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu realized that he had kibri in his heart, he said, at this moment in time, in my old age, and he immediately threw himself on the floor. He lied down on the floor. He lied down on the floor and he said, La arfau khaddi. He lied down on the floor and he put one cheek on the floor and he put one cheek on the floor and he said that I will not lift my cheek from the floor until Bilal does not put both his feet on my other cheek. La arfau khaddi hatta yada'a Bilalun qadamayhi ala khaddi al-akhir. Because I need to treat this illness. And this is the medicine. This is instant cure. Everybody is standing here and I said, Bilal is inferior because he is black. And I am superior because I am not black. So in front of everybody, I will put my cheek on the floor. And I want Bilal to put his feet on my other cheek. First one foot and then the other foot. Because when a person puts a foot on your head or on your cheek, then that is humiliation. I deserve this humiliation. I need to humiliate my nafs to such an extent that my heart is immediately purified of this characteristic of jahiliyyah, the kibr. And he insisted until Bilal radiyallahu anhu put his feet on his cheek and then he got up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to worry about our inner self. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to find a compatible sheikh. And under his guidance, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to strive towards this very important goal, purification of the soul, purification of the inner self. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and acceptance. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته.